Hi, friends. Welcome to Annie's Mini BFF podcast. I'm your host and friend, Annie F. Downs. I'm so excited to be with you all for a couple of minutes today to share one of my favorite stories from one of my favorite books, the Bible. So if you have been with us for a while, then you already know that this season we are reading from the part of the Bible that is called the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They tell us all about Jesus's life when he was on earth. We read about his friendships, stories that Jesus told called parables, sacrifices Jesus made for us so that we can be free, and meals that Jesus shared with the people he was around. And of course, the miracles he performed for so many. Thanks to our friends at Zonderkids, today we will be reading from the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible. And for those of you who have a copy too, our story begins on page 144. Okay, raise your hand if you have ever been scared during a storm. Yeah, for sure me, for sure me. Just like you, Mini BFF, storms can feel a little scary to me too. So, okay, even like a lot scary. You know who else got scared during a storm? The disciples. And you know who was with them when they were afraid? Jesus. Yes, Jesus was right there in the boat with the disciples during the storm, and they still got scared. But do you know what Jesus was doing during the storm? This is crazy, you guys. He was sleeping. I know. He was sleeping right through the big, scary storm. The disciples were way too scared to let him sleep through it, so they woke him up. And what happened after that is the part of the story I like the most. So, are you ready to get started with our story today? Me too. This one is called Jesus Calms the Storm. Here we go. One night, Jesus and his friends were crossing a lake in a boat. Jesus had spent all day helping people and he was tired. Very soon he fell asleep. As Jesus was sleeping, a furious, wild storm swept across the lake. Blustery winds and fierce waves threw the small boat around. Jesus' friends were terrified. They were sure their boat was going to sink. "Wake up, Jesus," they shouted. "Save us, we're going to drown." Jesus opened his eyes and looked at their faces. "Why are you so afraid?" he asked. You see, he knew they were perfectly safe with him. But his friends weren't feeling safe at all. All they could see was the storm swirling around them. Jesus stood up and spoke to the wind and the waves. "Be quiet." That was all he said. And the wind and the waves listened. They knew who he was. Everything was calm again. The disciples were amazed and frightened too. After all, a storm had listened to Jesus and obeyed. "Who is he?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and the waves do what he says." The disciples were still learning who Jesus really was. Let's pray together. Dear God, we are so thankful that you alone are so powerful that even the wind and the waves obey you. Thank you for protecting us through every storm we experience. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Every time I read that story, I always think about how Jesus was able to sleep through the big, scary storm. He was able to sleep because he knew that everything would be okay. He wasn't worried like the disciples were. And Jesus was able to stop the storm, which is just another way that he shows us that he is in control and we do not have to worry. So the next time there is a storm at your house, if you get scared, remember that you can always pray for Jesus to give you peace and carry you through the storm. You can ask him to calm it too. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you know we love when you guys draw us a picture to go with every story. So for today's drawing, will you draw me a picture of the boat Jesus and his disciples were in? You can put them in the boat if you want to. We have a really fun journey through the Gospels guidebook that you can also download over at shopanniefdowns.com. It is packed with lots of activities to go along with the season, including a page for you to color the drawing for each episode. And if you draw it, well, you know I want to see it. So get your grown-up to post it on Instagram and tag Mini BFF Club. Okay, one more fun thing, Mini BFFs. You know I am all about fun around here. If you loved the story we read today, it actually comes from a whole book of Bible stories in the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible. Like I said earlier, we have teamed up with Zonder Kids this season, and we are reading stories from three different storybook Bibles: the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, the Jesus Storybook Bible, and the I Wonder Bible. To grab your own copy of these books, just go to faithgateway.com and you can use the code AD20 for an extra 20% off. We're going to be using all three of these books this season to help us grow in our friendship with Jesus, so get your copies as well. Mini BFFs, thanks so much for spending time with me today. I am always so happy to have you here with us. Remember, be kind to your grown-ups, your teachers, and your friends, and I will see you next time. And hey, grown-ups, if you want to dive deeper into today's story from the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, you can read about it in Matthew 8 and in Luke 8 in the Bible. All right, bye, Mini BFFs. Love you, mean it.